The best tea in the city.
Welcome to the show. It is the best tea in the city. Thanks again to Kaya Breakfast. I just needed to say that in paying tribute to the man that is Bill with us. Now, it is week 9 of the Dunup Talks series right on the best tea in the city, fueled by Dunup SA. Now, today's topic is a little bit upsetting for me for the fact that we still need to talk about grown men that don't know how to handle themselves when confronted with conflict. Unfortunately, a lot of South African men still don't know how to express their anger without being physical. Shy is still their only way to express anger. Any kind of conflict you can think of, conflict in the workplace, on the roads, in intimate relationships, which is the worst. The only place that limits their ability to hit someone is only on social media, because they're separated by a screen. But even then, they still call each other out to meet in the streets and what? Bashayan. Move each other out. For a lot of men, violence is the only way to resolve conflict. Why are we so quick to respond aggressively to anyone that differs with us? Do we not know other ways of resolving conflict? Yeah? Mfid, what lessons will your son, and now it's showing with girl being bullies in school, what lessons will your daughter learn from you when it comes to handling conflict? And you are his partner, right? Let me ask you this. What would you say is his default setting of mending conflict? Did you see what I did there? Mending conflict. Because handling it, as much as it may also be very literal, but mending conflict, I think it's a very telling hashtag to use for today. Hashtag mending conflict. Let's talk about that. As we said, the best tea in the city. But in the meantime, let's talk about what a situation that we find ourselves in as a country, as the world, but as a country. COVID-19 has also dug up an issue that we thought we were dealing with slowly but surely. But when Birgit Cele made the headlines about the number of GBV cases that have been, you know, reported since lockdown, it's staggering. It is shocking. So whether we like it or not, conflict will always be part of our lives. And as long as we interact with people at work, at school, conflict is bound to happen. Whether it's a disagreement over a business decision or a simple irritation at someone's attitude, there's no avoiding conflict. Eh? Mele, ubhekane nayo lento, njengendoda. Wait. You're not just saying njengendoda. I just implied that he must fight. It's even laced in our language. Can you? What? Hence, I'm asking, is there any other way a man can deal with conflict other than fisticuffs? Because it can't be. It can't be normal. Ugutwena, maukwatile. And I don't know why when I talk about ukwata give us Zulu. Like I said, it's there. We need to unlearn that. We need to decode it and just throw it in the trash. For a lot of men, violence is the only way to resolve conflict. Why is he so quick to react aggressively when he differs with someone? Eh? Doesn't he know other ways to resolve conflict? Brawam, what lessons are you going to teach your son, your daughter, when it comes to handling conflict? And you are his partner. What would you say is his default setting of mending conflict? My 3 teaspoons on this coming up. I'm going to give you now the 3 teaspoons. These are the 3 teaspoons on mending conflict.
Three teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
Man and handling conflict. Listen, my brother, keeping quiet makes things worse. Speaking your emotions needs practice. Men normally say women talk too much, as if that is wrong. It is actually a strength that men need to learn too, especially when it comes to speaking and decoding their emotions. You know, the very same way you train your muscles by working with your hands, your brain needs that exercise too. So, talk. 2, you're not always right. Not much you must know. As much as it is not nice to be in the wrong, you're human too. You're not always right. So when your partner or anyone highlights your weaknesses, just listen. Yes, they may not use nice words describing you. That doesn't mean what they say is not true. Instead of reacting to everything they say, just learn to listen. Even when you feel like responding, try not to. Just reflect. Only respond much later when your emotions are now down. The last teaspoon and the three teaspoons on mending conflict. You don't have all the answers, my brother. I mean, think about it. In these bad economic times with high unemployment rate, the lack of money or having limited resources can stress you out. Don't stress alone. Share the load with your partner. Show them what you're dealing with. That way, both of you are on the same page. Because failure to do so, even when they ask you to buy bread for your breakfast, you're going to boil from frustration. Asking for help is actually a strength, eh? Not a weakness. Remember Christopher Harper? He came through when we were talking on one of the done-up topics. And I thought, let's bring him back because he works in the counseling space. And let's also delve into this issue. Can we avoid, as men, to deal with conflict using our muscles and rather use our brains? Let's talk to him after this.
I am worldly.
Kaya FM.
Indeed we are. It is Kaya FM 95.9 and we're talking about mending conflict. All right, mending conflict. And Christopher is here joining us. Mr. Harper, good morning to you. Thank you once again for joining us.
Good to meet you again.
Yes. How are you keeping with the lockdown?
Doing all right. Doing all right. Surviving it so far. Halfway through. We'll get through this.
The last time we spoke about men avoiding therapy, but this time let's talk about one of the tools you give, especially when you are counseling them, is to talk, decode your emotions, put it on the table. Why is it so difficult for him to decode and speak his emotions?
Well, I think it, as men, we kind of taught when we're growing up that it's better for us to keep our emotions inside. We're not taught to kind of identify what we're feeling, and we're certainly not taught how to express what we're feeling in a positive way. And the it's kind of like a champagne bottle. The more you, you shake it and shake it and shake it, eventually it's going to blow sometime. And so that kind of happens with us. We have all these feelings that we're not sure what they are sometimes. We're not sure how to deal with them, how to cope with them. And the more we kind of get shook up inside, sometimes we're just going to blow. And when we blow, it's often at our own expense and the expense of those who we love and those who we work with.
And is it still systematic? Is it still based on how we were raised? And then for how long can we really be riding this rocking horse?
Well, I think it depends on a couple of things. There is a kind of a social and historical context to our lives that kind of determine who we are. The place we grow up in, the things we taught, the cultural beliefs, the values that we learn as we grow up. But even within that, we still as men have to become accountable for our own behavior and the way in which we express things.
Oh, yes. And the sub-question of this big topic on mending conflict, by the way, if you just tuned in, I'm speaking to Christopher Harper, who is a counselor. And by the way, Chris, where are you based? You're based in Benoni and which organization?
I work at the moment in Benoni with a drug dependency center called ARC. And then I also have a small private practice in Eden Vale over the weekends as well.
Wonderful. Now, the sub-question to this is, as a partner, how does she or he see him as a default setting in terms of how he deals with conflict? And subsequent to that, I also asked, what lessons is he teaching his children, girl and a boy, in terms of how he deals with conflict resolution?
Yeah, I think they're really important questions. I mean, the truth is there's never going to be 100% agreement on everything in relationships.
Yeah.
And if there is, then at least one of the partners is kind of pretending or telling fibs. That they're happy with the way everything is. We human beings, we're not always going to agree on things, and disagreements in themselves are not necessarily a bad thing. But we also bring our own histories into relationships.
Yes.
So whether it's the good or the bad lessons that we learned growing up, the meaning that we ascribe to things, to people, and our own personal experiences, and all of those kind of come together and help shape who we are and the way in which we live our lives. The way we choose to live our lives is really important.
Mm.
And so it's important, especially for men nowadays, for us to be able to break this kind of cycle that's been going around, in which we allow violence to become kind of our go-to position. We have the ability as men not to go there. There's nothing that says to us we have to be violent.
Exactly.
Violence is a choice that we make within a situation, but we don't have to make that choice. So what we've got to do is to learn what are other...
am I losing you there, Chris? Oh, my word. I lost him there. But I think his point was making that you do have a choice. You do have a choice. And one of those choices is you can simply walk away. And we're just about to wrap up. But thanks again, Christopher Harper. Remember, he's working with ARC, ACK, in Benoni. That is, if you need to speak to the men, I think I suggest that you do. Especially if you still feel that you've got anger issues.
The best tea is the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.